Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Good evening and welcome to The Sexual. It's still your girl, so spy the second. And tonight is still a night of, I don't know. Some people came into the studio wet. Yeah, I came into the studio wet. I feel good. I feel happy. I don't know. Yes, no sex. No sex for me. But it's fine. We still have to be in the mood. You know, sex is a thing of, you build it. So I'm going to be building my own for the next few days till I get to get down. But anyway, tonight we're still going to be having our threesome as usual. And of course, our threesome has to do with a man and two babes. We are always doing it. So tonight we're going to be talking about how to be sexually active, especially after Valentine's Day. Val has ended. Maybe I've gotten your gift. And if you did not get a gift, well, does it have to be on Val's Day? So, it's a lot of issues that a lot of couples' sex life drops after Val. And then the higher you go in marriage years, the lower the sex life. How true is this? Is this what it's supposed to be? Is this the right thing? All this and more is what we're going to be talking about tonight on The Sex Show. Remember, all we do on this show is to bring your fantasy to reality. Whose fantasy are we going to be bringing to reality tonight? That is what we need to find out. Anyway, before I go on a break, please do follow me at Sex Talk with Soul Spice on Instagram or at Sex Toys with Soul Spice. And don't forget to follow the only TV station that pops sex to your TV screen. And this is Pop Central. Yes. The only TV channel that will show this kind of show. You can never get anywhere in Africa. Go and check. If you see Sex Show, come back and let me know. Anyway, I blink right. I feel good. All this is all from Wow Accessories on Instagram. Please do follow Wow Accessories for all your accessories and all your blings. Yes, I love to feel good. You know what that means. Anyway, I'm going to begin on a break to bring in my guest because we need to start this threesome in a different way. Do we start with kissing, romancing? How do we get down? The penetrating, the feeling, the drilling? Don't worry. As we go down through the show, you will know what and when and how we are going to be getting our orgasm. Anyway, I'll be going to bring in my guest. And when I come back, we will start to talk deeply. Yeah, deeply. Right? Very deep, you know. All you need to know about how to be sexually active, especially after Valentine's Day. Don't go anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
They are just both blushing. They are smiling. You can see their faces. It feels good. It feels good to see people smiling in this studio. Because when it comes to sex, we take sex as a serious matter. But I think tonight is not really going to be a serious thing. Just want to have fun and get in the mood. And before I start the show, please, to all of you that have sex during my show, please, tonight, I beg you, no sex during the show. I'm not talking about anything that will keep you or make you wet. No sex during the show so you can get all the information you need to get. Once we are done, madam, feel free to go naked. But as long as I am live, I always say it. If you have sex, pregnancy will follow. You will not escape it. You will not escape it. Whether you are ready or not, even with IUCD, auntie, you will take him. So tonight with me is the pretty wife, mother, sister, babe, side chick, babe, girlfriend. You name it. She's fine, Shao. She's fine. But I know she will not agree to leave her husband for my husband. She will not agree. Her name is Clara. And guess what her Instagram name is? Clara Cares. So she, let's find out if she's really caring. She is a teacher and a wife. Welcome to the section.
Thank you.
When last did you have sex? She has not had sex in a while.
No, no,
it's
there.
A lie. She has not had sex in a while. If you have sex, you will not be thinking. These are the kind of people we want to talk about tonight.
Can you hear that?
Valentine has ended, so no sex again. Oh yeah, tell me.
Okay, I had sex.
See, she's still thinking.
You know, I told you I was a virgin. So, let me.
So, a virgin is thinking of when last she had sex.
Oh my goodness.
So, Clara had sex in heaven.
Yes, in heaven.
Clara. And you're a wife.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, sex is a good thing, so we'll have it anytime.
So, why are you not having it? Why are you a virgin?
I'm a virgin. Yes. I actually forgot I was a virgin. Oh my goodness.
See, it's only God that knows those that will enter heaven.
Oh my goodness.
At this rate, I refuse to be a virgin. Okay, I'm a sexual virgin. Yes, I'll put it down. Yes, I'm a virgin too. Yeah. I told you I've not had sex in days.
Yeah.
I'm a sexual virgin. So now I am a virgin. So I can tell you I am more virginous or virgin. Okay. What can I use? I'm virgin.
Virgin shy.
Really? Anyway, with us is our threesome partner. He's going to be the man among us to make us feel good. Remember I said no sex. He is a life, mind, and behavioral coach. He's calm, gentle, quiet, and cool. But hey, people like that don't bedroom. You know what it means? They become tigers. His name is Mr. Father, Brother, Uncle Calm Dari. Welcome to the section.
Thank you. Good evening.
Are you really calm?
Am I really calm? I'm not.
Are you so?
I'm not. I'm not calm.
Okay, you're calm in real life, but when it comes to sex, you're not calm.
No. So people mistake my outward appearance for calmness. But
you look calm.
I'm not.
You're not?
I'm not.
Ha! So when it comes to sex, I should not even go there. You are not calm.
Sex, everything. I talk. I like to talk, so.
So you talk during sex too? We know that.
Do you really talk?
Me? Me, I do anything.
It depends on...
I don't have rules. It depends on my mood.
Yes, depend on the mood.
But I'm never quiet. I'm never quiet.
Quiet is boring.
Boring.
I told you. Some people don't let their face deceive you. They are... When it comes to what?
No, isn't it?
Quiet is boring. As if it's not even sweet.
Moving the house.
Like when you make like, yeah, kill me. That you are... We know what they do. Anyway, tonight we're talking about how to be sexually active, especially after Valentine's Day. Val has gone and it has come and gone. Whether you got a gift or not, I don't know. Some people are still angry. That's where I'm gonna start from tonight. So, Clara, a lot of women are still angry that they didn't get a gift. Some I got loads of DM. He didn't come home, he didn't call me, he didn't get me a gift. But I know he got her a gift, you know. So why do we place so much attention on a particular day in 365 days?
Okay, for me, I don't really pay attention to only vow period to, you know, have my man get me a gift or something.
Yeah.
Occasionally, he always get me something, you understand?
Yeah.
So for some women out there, I don't know, they should just... bring your mind down.
Relax.
Yes, relax and put your mind off vow, getting me a gift and all that. So just be yourself. If you get the gift, fine. If it doesn't, still be yourself.
Just Christ me.
Just, we are humans, we feel bad. Yeah, but don't let it like rule over you and get you upset. Just let it be.
She said, let it be. So, Mr. Larry, let me come to you. Now, they agree by us gifts. No, they agree by us. Some of us, okay, not all. Some
so,
of
number
us
one, we are gift to you. Number one.
Can you imagine?
We are gift.
Can you imagine? A gift I've had in how many years now? How do I unwrap? Okay, wrap yourself. Let me unwrap you. That's, if you're a gift to me.
So, I'm a gift to my wife.
Yeah.
But in reality, really, I think... relationship or marriage, whatever, however you want to define it now, should go beyond you buying gifts at a particular point in time. So, like you mentioned, Valentine is just a day.
Yeah.
And our relationship extends beyond Valentine's Day, it extends beyond February 14th. So what you practice before February 14 is actually more important than in February 14.
Okay.
And that is why people get disappointed after February 14. And you see the relationship wanes.
Yeah.
So whatever you practice before February 14 should be maintained or sustained or heightened beyond February 14. So for me, February 14 or Valentine's Day doesn't define my marriage. It doesn't define my relationship with my wife. So
okay, that's fantastic. Wow, that's a deep one. So he said February 14 doesn't define his marriage. Did you do well? Did you celebrate well?
Yes, with my kids, my husband. And yes, I did. You mean celebrating vow?
Yeah.
Like, of course I did.
Give me a gift, you don't give
me a gift. No, giving gift part, I mean, he gets me gift like anytime.
So you're not bothered?
I'm not bothered, whether it's vowed or not.
So what happens to those women who their spouse naturally don't even get gifts? You know, there are some men who don't believe in gifts.
Okay.
Probably because they were not trained with gifts. They never really got a gift. And so, they just don't believe that, why do I have to buy a gift? After I pay the house rent, you know, I do every other thing. So why should me buying this a problem, right? So they might prefer to give you money. Okay, buy whatever you want, right? So how do you place that? Would you prefer you get money to buy whatever you want, or you prefer to get a gift? You know, okay, he bought me this.
Who doesn't like good thing? If you give me money, fine.
Oh, really?
If you buy the gift, fine. But for you out there that you're feeling so bad that your husband or your boyfriend doesn't get a gift, get him one. Start up the gift thing. Give him and let's see if he gets back to you and all that. So it's not something that you just go and moan about like, oh, my husband doesn't like me. But he gives you money to cook, right?
Yeah.
He gives you money to buy things sometimes. Sometimes he gives you money to when you don't even expect it. So why would you now go and start crying that, oh, my husband doesn't love me, he doesn't get a gift and all that. Try to buy the gift for him occasionally, like on his birthdays, buy gift for him.
Yeah.
On your normal day, just get him something. From there, I think he will learn.
Sarai, what do you have to say about that? Do men really learn? You know, most men are not trained to give, right? Most men are trained to take care of their family, right? But a woman is, you know, growing up as a girl, you get dolls, so you take care of dolls, you take care of your teddy bear. A guy, they give them cars, gone, so it's more of destruction. I want to see why is this tire is doing like this. So that care thing is not really built in them that much, unlike a woman. And as a woman grows, they tell you, okay, you have to take care of your husband, take care of your children. So they build you to take care. And so we expect a lot of things from our men who have not been trained in that manner. Okay, I know you have something to say. You can't wait for me to finish.
A lot of things are just running through my mind.
Yeah.
So number one thing is, we need to understand that there are no fast rule to this.
Okay.
There are some ladies or women that appreciate gifts, while some don't.
Sure.
Now, I would rather an affection than you giving me a gift without affection.
Yes.
So if you give me love, if I feel loved, I will appreciate it better than you giving me a gift and you're not available. And I know emotionally you're not available in their marriage. So it depends. That's why I said there are no hard and fast rule about it.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's unfortunate that most people don't sit down to express what they need. Couples don't sit down to tell each other their needs, what turns them on, what will make them feel loved. So love is a feeling and it comes with sacrifices. So if you don't make sacrifices, it doesn't show that you really, really love or care. However, the sacrifice that my wife will appreciate is what I should tend towards. So even if I'm giving a gift, that people that have given their wife cars and eventually they ended up driving the car. So it's different things to different people. What sustains love or sex in marriage is, I know your need and I'm striving to meet that need. And you've seen that even if I don't give you that thing right now, you know that genuinely it's not that I intentionally denied you of that thing. It's that right now I'm not able to afford it, or there's a kind of genuine oversight.
Yeah.
However, there should be this intention, feeling of love coming from you that, oh, this guy really cares. I don't want to say guys, because we also need gifts. We also need love and affection.
So,
majority of the time, the society has painted a picture that it's only ladies that have needs.
Yeah.
In marriages, it's only ladies that need cares. Yeah. It's only ladies that need tenderness.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, men need more tenderness than females than women. Like you mentioned, ladies are trained, you know, they were brought up to receive care, yeah, affection and all that. And I keep telling people, especially this generation that we are in, majority of the people are training girls. You're hearing girl child, women for women, this, this. Nobody's talking about the boy.
Yeah.
About the guy. Sure. So you train a girl to become an excellent and successful woman.
Yeah.
And nobody is training the guy to become an excellent and successful. So it's not balanced. And at the end of the day, it's going to be catastrophic. Now, that's just a digression. What will keep the sex active in a relationship? For example, in my marriage, might be different from what will keep our sex active in our marriage. So we need to be able to individually elicit what my needs are, what turns me on, what is it that I desire. Then when we discuss that, we need to be able to come together and say, okay, I'm meeting your need, and this is where the satisfaction and fulfillment comes from.
That's a deep one. What exactly are those needs that needs to be met? Anyway, on this note, I'll be going on a break, and when I come back, we'll dive into those needs that needs to be met and how to go about it. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back to the sex show. Yes, it's still a night of our threesome talk. Yeah, we're talking about how to be sexually active, especially after Valentine's Day. Yes, so, Mr. Dari, let me come to you so I can let Clara calm down. She's feeling cool. Are you getting wet already?
No.
You're still a virgin?
Yes.
Ah, Clara, you're still lying. Your trumpet should stand now, but
I'll go to heaven.
With this, you're a virgin life?
Yes.
Virgin life.
Sexually.
Sexually virgin. Might as well. So, you know, you said a lot of things about emotions, things we need to do, that men also need care and everything. So I want to come down to each spouse, how we relate as a man and woman. Because for us to have a great sexual life, we need to be free. Right? We talk about communication every time. She's talking about communication, you need to talk. You are talking about communication. Now, what happens when you have a spouse you can't be free with? You can't be your real self. Okay, like me, I'm so spiced. Everybody knows that everything about me is sex. If you want to preach the Bible to me, just look for a passage that has to do with sex, relationship, I will listen to you. But any other answer that, sorry, it will not work. Right? Now, so imagine I'm married to someone like you who is calm, and then you try to tell me...
It's perceived to be calm.
Okay, perceived to be calm, yes. And then you tell me, oh, you can't talk about sex. Oh, you can't do this. Oh, you can't. So I have to conform and change my lifestyle because I'm married to a man who I think is calm, and I have to live my life like him. Right? So how do we relate when I can't express myself and then we expect to have a great sexual life? Because a lot of people out, let me not say women, even men too, can't be free with their women to say, ah, I have this babe in my office that is my friend that we just told. They can't say because the woman might turn into something. Oh, is she your new girlfriend? You know? So how do we bridge that gap of not being open or being ourselves really to our spouse?
So I think it's a whole lot of things. Before two people came together, number one thing is expected that they be friends. Now, they are not friends and they are together. Now, it's going to require some guts.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, both of them still have to come together to discuss this. We are energies. Human beings are a bunch of energies.
Yeah.
So, for example, if I enter the house and my wife is in the room and she's not in that space of positive energy, I know immediately. That is how it is with us, especially when two people are married and they're in a relationship.
Yeah.
So if I feel I'm not wanted around your space, then it becomes difficult for me to discuss whatever it is that is bothering me. And if I cannot discuss with you as a friend, being my husband or my wife or a spouse, then chances are that if I have a colleague in the office who listens to me, that I'm going to be discussing with that colleague. And that is what leads to emotional attachment with the people in the office or with people that listens to you, or your ex having a discussion with you because that ex listens to you. So it takes us to, it takes intentional, being intentional to achieve this. So we are two individuals coming together. And one of the things that religion has done for us, or to us, the arms that religion has done to us, is to tell us that two have become one.
I always say, you can never become one.
We can't. We are individuals. And we
never become one.
Different purposes that we need to fulfill as individuals.
Mm.
However, if I'm not fulfilling that purpose, and I'm giving it to you, and I'm supporting you to fulfill your purpose, at the end of the day, I'll feel I will have a feeling of non-fulfillment.
Yeah.
There won't be satisfaction. There won't be joy. There won't be happiness. Because that's what I'm created for.
Yeah.
So you need to allow me to be in my space, to excel in my space. And I need to also allow you to function and excel in your space. That is when both of us can come together and excel together as couple.
Yeah.
And if that is not in place, if we're not together, even our children will suffer.
Mm.
Because they know. Like they said, between ages 1 and 7, that's when those children learn. They learn by downloading during that period. So they see you. It's hypnosis. They see you, they act what you're acting.
Yeah.
So if you not okay, they tend to want to use both of you. When they, for example, when your children think you are not in good terms,
yes,
the intelligent one will come to mommy and say, mommy, I want this.
Mm.
If you know, they will go to daddy and say, well, so they tend to gravitate towards the one that will allow them and move away from, gravitate away from the person that will not allow them. So at the end of the day, the solution is, let's come together to discuss this. This is my pain. This is my light.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I want. That is what can make things. I tell people, for sex is spiritual. Why? Before you can have sex with someone, you must have conceived it in your mind that I want to have sex with this person. And for you to want to have sex with that person, that means you agree, your energy, spiritually, you're connected with that person. If I'm not in the right state of mind with you, I can't have fulfilling sex with you. Even if we have intercourse, it's not sex.
Of course.
So it's important that we come together and agree so that we have fulfillment. I can't live my life for you. There was a time I was having a conversation with I think I shared that during the break with my wife, and she said, I can't be you.
Mm.
And I got it straight away that she can't be me. She has a life to live, and I have responsibility and obligation to support her to fulfill that part of her destiny. And that is one of my own responsibility and my own purpose, having married to her, to help her fulfill her. And to every couple, it should be like that. If that is lacking, then we're not being fulfilled. And that question will be asked at the end of the day.
Mm.
What did you do?
Yeah. Okay. That's a great one. So, Clara, let me come to you. Now, let me bring it towards the sex part.
Okay.
A lot of women have fantasies. A lot of men have fantasies. I remember one time we had a topic on this show. We talk about threesome. You need to see the calls. You need to see the messages. So I realize that a lot of people have things they want to do, how they want their husband to touch them, how men expect their wives to behave to them in bed. But these people only have it in their head. They never talk about it.
Okay.
Because they know that probably they've said one thing in the past and it's been used against them.
Okay.
You know, so women have the mindset that, some women have the mindset that, if I tell my husband I want him to give me doggy, or I want him to give me from the side, he will look me at me like, so where is this coming from? So who gave it to you from behind? Or where are you learning all these things from? Right? And so they would rather not talk and just keep quiet to the missionary they get. Yet they are not happy. So how do you deal with a spouse you really want to tell, you really want to be free with, you really want to, you know, open up your sexual life to, but you're just scared, or you don't know. It's either you're scared of what will come out from their mouth, or you don't even know what will come. So you're scared of what you don't even know. So how do you get to open up to yourself and say, okay, you know what? I just want doggy. Or I just want anal sex. Or I just want, let's have sex in the parlor. How do you do that?
Okay. For some people, we tell them, they will react like.
The word has come.
For some, they want to hear it.
Mm.
Okay. It's not something you can just dabble into. It's a gradual process. Do you understand? So, to me, I feel Communication. Sex is an all-day activity. It's not something that you just, okay, my husband, I want us to do this. From morning, start, you know, initiating it, like send text messages, give him a call. That way you want him to touch you. Mm. Like I always say, start touching that way first. Start it first.
Mm.
And let's see what happens. Some, you don't even need to tell them, this is what I want. That thing you want them to do to you, start it up with them first. And believe me, they will, you know, you will have it back right there. So, but for some people, if you feel that your spouse will sit on you, if you dare open your mouth to say rubbish, oh my goodness. Okay, pen it down. You have your WhatsApp, you have your SMS. Send text messages on what you want. Sometimes you can even take him out. If he doesn't mind, you can pay him a surprise visit at work. Tell him, honey, I want to take you out for dinner. From there, just ask him some questions. You understand, the kids are not there.
Mm.
Your mother-in-law and your father, that nobody is there with you. Just talk to him one-on-one. Tell him things like, you're my husband, okay? If I don't tell you this, who do you want me to tell?
Mm.
You want me to start telling people outside? Open up to him. If you want your husband to place his hand on your boobs, my sister, grab the hand. Dress sex, as in, put up that look, okay? Give him those steps, and from that way, I'm sure he will, you know, understand it better.
Bring down the animal in him.
Yes.
Bring down. I don't let people's face deceive you. Don't let him say that is calm face. He's just calm. His mind, his emotions are not calm. Just like a lion. Don't even dare it. So I'm saying, let me come to you. She has said, teach him. And you know, I try to preach a lot of. So many times we want our spouse to do something to us and we get angry. So let me give you an example. A woman told me that she and her husband, they've been fighting for 5 months. What's the cause of the fight? The man leaves home in the morning without telling the wife. He comes back without telling the wife. And so the wife believes that, okay, you can't go out without telling me where you're going. I should know where you are, right? But the man says that you are trying to monitor me. And so that's the base of their problem. And I told the woman, why do you think he owes you that explanation? What if the home is coming from? The father never told the mother where he's going to. And your own home, you must tell your sister or your brother or your father will tell your mother where he or she is going to.
Yeah.
And so you're trying to make him who you think you want him to be. Not, you're not letting him be who he wants to be.
Now, in that situation, how do you deal with when you have a spouse who you tell, okay, probably you say, tell your spouse, okay, I want oral sex. And then your spouse doesn't believe in it. How do you bridge that part?
Mm.
Because these things destroy homes. And then before you know it, one person is pulling back. And they will say, want their sexual life to continue after Valentine. How? So how do I tell you what I really want in sex to make you do it, knowing that probably your belief system doesn't go with it?
So number one thing is to, on a lighter mode, see the sex code. But on a serious note, and I think that we have a kind of imbalanced communication in relationships. So you don't know what I want, and I don't know what you want.
Mm.
And I'm afraid to express what I want. However, what I want is what will make me happy.
Mm.
And if I don't get what will make me happy, it's going to be issues. Now, it's one thing to want to have communication, but the space at which you create, for the communication, the space you created for the communication to take place is very important. So how are you communicating? How are you passing your message across? Now, one of the things that will help sustain sex in a relationship or in marriage that we don't do is to learn more about sex. So we want to get promoted in school. We want to get promoted at work. We study, we do other courses. We don't want to do that for our sex.
Yeah.
People don't need more. They don't develop themselves in sexually. And it's very important. Self-development is important. If you must grow in any form of skill, you have to develop yourself because people are researching. And so if I want my wife to do something as touching sex, and it's difficult for me to pass it across. Let me get, I could get a book. It doesn't have to be erotic, depending on the kind of belief, because my wife is that kind of person that doesn't like all those erotic. But there are books that will give you diagrams.
True.
That will help you. Yeah. So you read it and you pass it to him. This is what this book says. And there are books from authors that you can vouch for, that even the spouse will know. So you tell them, this is what do you think about? Or just give, you can, okay, we're talking about gift. Yeah. Buy it as gift and present to him. Let him read. Then you can then say, okay, can we discuss this book at such a point in time? So when you discuss it, you can then say, oh, let's try this. Or can we try this tonight? Can we try this other one? Yes. It's a way of communicating that. And you won't be judgmental during that communication. Because one of the things that pushes people away from us is when I feel you're asking me, why are we not doing this? And we've been programmed to be defensive or take a flight anytime the question why is asked. So if you're showing this, oh, can we try this? Then there could be a solution. There could be a headway.
So like Mr. Darius has said, there's always a solution, but it goes back to how you bring forth, you know, your issues, right? Talking about the word why will make you defense, which means once the word why comes in, there might be little or no solution. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, there might be little or no solution. If you ask why, natural person will be defensive.
Yeah.
So he doesn't want to see it from the angle you're seeing it from.
And that's what we do as housewives. Why are you coming back at this time? Why are you late? But then, too many whys. And then you see the side chick saying, he's late, or the guy is late. Baby, what happened now? You told me you come by then. Now, what went wrong? So you see the difference. Yeah.
But then I think also it's a kind of sense of responsibility. So if I go anywhere, the first thing I do, I park. So I stay in my car and I try to make calls. I call my wife, I've arrived. Because issues might come up.
That's true.
At times I don't call and I get home and she say, or sometimes she just call me and say, have you not gotten to the place you're going? And I'll say, oh, sorry. So it's not a way of monitoring. Yeah. It's a way of saying, oh, you left so place and you've arrived at your destination. Things might change. My programs changes and all that, and I have to move around. Sometimes I don't call because of the pressure, because of the movement and all that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't preclude the fact that I have the responsibility to let at least one person know my location at any point in time, just in case.
Okay, so that's good. So Claire, let me come to you. Now, I want to find out, what are those steps we need to take for us to have a sexual life? But hey, before you answer, I'm just trying to calm down. Like, I'm trying to calm down, really. Have you heard of the art of sex? Anyway, I'm going to go in on a break. And when I come back, you will know all more about how to be sexually active even after Valentine's Day. Don't go anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to The Sexual. Yes, it's still your girl, Soul Spice, a sex goddess. So let me ask you, have you heard of the art of sex? Remember last time in December I did the art of sex? And hey, March 28th, I'm going to be having another art of sex too. And this time around, we're going to be going all live, practical, how to help your man last longer in bed, how to last longer in bed. And for the men, we're going to be teaching you the 3 techniques of how to last longer, the 3 R's, the traffic light technique, and the desensitization technique. We're also going to be teaching you a blowjob and hand job, all practical. See, I am tired of everybody teaching you, oh, do it this way. No, my imagination. Let's do it. You know me. We are going to be doing it live. So I'm going to be having people, I'm going to be having people like Sabi Doctor. He's a medical doctor, but a sex medical doctor. He's handsome, like, God, that guy is good. I'm also going to be having Uzo Ododo about Wazobia FM. I'm going to be having this people teach you all you need to know about sex live on
this space. Yeah. We're going to be doing it live, teaching you all the practicals, showing you how it's done. And I will be teaching you how to scoop the dick. Yes, a lot of you just write a pen, which is wrong. So I'm going to be correcting you and teaching you the real technique of how to scoop. You shall let me say, oh, you will learn. But hey, March 28th, just get ready because it's going to be fire. Out of sex, you don't want to know what will happen. So today we're still talking about how to be sexually active in your marriage, especially after Valentine's Day. Because hey, after vow, it just comes like this. Yeah, like an airplane that crashes. We know. We are used to it. So, Clara, let me come to you. Why are you blushing? Are you not
she's
the virgin?
Blushing at the scoop.
She's blushing at the scoop.
She's trying to imagine.
And she's, don't imagine, you'll not get it. Don't imagine, you'll not get it.
No, I saw the show.
You saw, you know someone tried that thing because they saw the show. So the woman tried and called me like, so spice, please, I need a class.
For real?
This thing, I tried it, but it was not what you were doing. It was terrible. That she said she felt pain, that she almost had...
Practice make perfect.
I told her practice, but she said she needed... That she felt she wasn't doing it. I said, you could just see me do that. You think that's the right way? That easy. When you now do it on a pen, you know that life is not that easy. So, I want to find out from you. What are those things we need to do to be sexually active in marriage? In whatever mind, whatever situation you find ourselves, what are those things, the little things that you think, okay, probably, you know, because you can't say do this.
Yes.
It will work for him, it may not work for him. But what are those things you think a couple should do generally? Okay. You know, you might not decide to pick one or two that works for you, but give us those things that we should do for us to have us to have an active sexual life.
Okay, for a woman, you know, always make yourself look attractive.
Mm.
You understand? Then for the man, you're not the type that makes those moves. Try to, you know, initiate it. Like from morning, like I always say, sex is not something you just wake your spouse up in the night and say, okay, let's start having
sex. Some people like it like that.
No, it doesn't work that way. Start turning your spouse on from the daytime. You understand? So, to me, for a woman, dressing well, you have to smell nice, you know.
So you say we have to dress well and smell nice every time in the house?
No, now.
Because you know something that we do chores, though.
For real, even as a man, sometimes help out in the home, in the house chores.
Mm.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
I'm not saying you should, you know, clean up the whole place and all that.
If you can, please do.
Yes, even in the kitchen, too. You can always assist your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, assist him. Try to check up on him. Okay, so those by doing that, you're bringing her mind down to, oh, this person really cares about me, and prepares her mind for the night. Don't wait till that night time. Okay, if you're a man and you don't really like when your wife comes out straight to tell you, try to understand her moves too. Understand? Someone once told me that my husband doesn't know when I need sex unless I wear this. If you know, yes, if you know that thing, you will always wear and you will know, oh, this is a green light.
Trigger.
Yeah, I'm wearing it. I'm wearing it every day.
Yes.
Trigger your life. Films.
Look good. Some women will leave ourselves like to look like a grandmother. Always spice yourself up.
Mm.
You understand?
Like Soul Spice?
Like Soul Spice.
Yeah.
Yes. So always do that to, you know, look good and attract your man all day. Send soft voice notes. And all that.
Hmm.
Yes. Cook something nice. Don't wait until he gives you money for foodstuffs and all that. Those things, those little things, really matters to some people.
Yeah.
Why for some, no matter how you try,
if you like.
Yeah, just keep on communicating to him.
Mm.
Keep on a conversation that will lighten up his mood or her mood, depends. So with that, I think it will help.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, then you have a whole lot. So, Mr. Dari, let me come to you from the man's point of view. What are those things we need to do to keep our home sexually active?
So, number one, I think I usually defer to the usual saying that you need to start sex in the morning, blah, blah. Like, sex should be at night always.
Mm.
So, I feel a couple that are in a relationship should maintain a kind of intimacy at all times. So if you're close enough, if you're intimate enough, sex is given. So I tell people, sex is like a rum that you add to cake when you're baking cake. Sex is like a rum. So sex in a relationship is like a rum to the cake. Mm-hmm. It gives it flavor.
Yeah.
It gives it texture. It tastes, and it gives it taste. Yeah. Yeah. And it makes it last longer.
Yeah.
So if you're intimate, if you're close enough, sex will come.
Yeah.
So you don't have to start texting. So your texting should be the usual thing that you do. You don't have to do things because you need sex. She's not a whore that you pay in order to have sex. No. You should do what you need to do ordinarily. So sex is given.
Yeah.
You talk about sex. You need to be able to come together and talk about sex. Even when you're not having sex, you need to. So I made mention earlier on that sex is spiritual.
Yeah.
So you think about sex. If you want to have sex, you think about sex. There's a way you can think about sex that will put your partner in that space as well. That you can then flow into sex. You flow into sex, not just try to, you know, accept if that's what she wants or what he wants. So, and you know, it's very important for us to learn so that we can introduce varieties. We can introduce flavors into sex. So when we introduce such, it makes it more adventurous. So we become adventurous. So when it's adventurous, it's no longer routine. You don't have to do missionary all the time now. Abba.
So missionary is the only way out.
But life is, so one of the things that religion has done for us is to tell us that this is the way we should do it. And I keep telling people, who said the rules?
Missionary style.
Who said the rules?
It's one man too.
Yes.
Because it's not written in any religious book how you should do it.
But you know, that's one thing I love about God. He didn't give rules of what a man and a woman should do. He said, whatever works for you is what the Bible says.
So I tell people, who set the rules?
It's human.
So
like
you
us.
Can as well set your own rule in your own space. What interests you? What will not be dangerous or harmful to your partner? Because it's also important that you consider the health of your and safety of your partner.
Yeah.
So whatever will not be harmful to your partner, I think it's good to explore. Then it's not all the time that you should do penetration now. Just do things that will take you
how many of you men will actually take a blowjob and let us walk away? Probably just give you a blowjob and say, okay, you know what, go to work without ejaculation and you'll be fine to go to work. And you say you wait till you come back.
Sometimes it's not healthy.
Eh?
To leave your
which healthy? Oh, no, it's not healthy. But you can leave a woman's shop and leave a woman and it's healthy for us.
No, so at times, you might just have to do the foreplays at suspend it till so you leave him thinking about you during the day and he's thinking about you.
I love that too.
You just leave him hanging and
your mind is there.
Come back.
Yeah. He will come home early. I'm
thinking about it and
he will come home early.
Those are those are some of the ways you can sustain it. But I think it's important to always talk about it.
Yeah.
When you talk about it, you're always in that space then in that conversation, you can then say, this is what I want. I love you to handle me this way. I love you to touch this place.
Yes.
Then for people or for women that are yet to discover
their G-spot
and A-spot, the husband exploring their bodies now could then help them. So it's adventure, per se. Sure. And once you are able to discover all those places, like you've discovered oil. My prospecting license will not be handed over to you.
Okay, so let me ask you, how do you tell your spouse you don't like certain things in sex? A lot of people don't like the way they are being handled. Probably the way he sucks or the way he squeezes. I've heard a woman say, so sorry, my husband will just press my breast like
Japan.
As if, you know, and then at the end of sex, I'm pressing warm water, you know, I'm feeling pain. And you'll see on the hotel, man, that's how I know how to press.
For you?
There are men like that. That's how I know how to press. You know? So probably maybe his ex loves it being pressed very hard. But then you can't compare the same thing. But this man has refused to change. So how do you tell your spouse that, you know, you're not doing it right without them getting angry?
Okay. This is your spouse, right?
Yeah.
Talk to him nicely. Don't just go and start saying, please, oh, please, I don't like the way you're doing it. Don't just, no. Don't just even go there. Just say to him the way he will understand. Honey, please, this thing you did to me last night really hurts. I don't really like it. Can you just, or you can even control it. Do you understand? Mm. When you're doing all those...
You take charge.
Yes. Sometimes you also help to, you know, lead him the way you want him to handle you.
Yeah.
Okay? If your husband is the type that, that, you know, after having sex, you go about using hot water and the rest, talk to him nicely. Don't insult him. Don't make him feel bad. Just talk to him nicely the way you understand. Mm. And trust me, it will change.
Sadari, do they always change?
Some do.
So, what happens when you have those people who just be like, know what? This is how it should be. Tell me what to do. There are men who believe that, even women too. Let me not just say men. There are women too who believe that, you know what? This is how I want. You don't tell me. You either do it or you leave it. So, if I want to give you a blowjob, this is how I know how to suck you. If I don't let it be like that, then leave it. You know, so even when you try to correct them that you don't like, they just don't want to listen because for them, this is how they want it or this is how they believe it should be done. So how do you deal with people like that?
So I think one of the ways that could be done is during the act. So during the act, the guy really, really is up there. And most of the time, what you tell him he wants to do because it's in that space. So at that point, you can gently tell him to go easy with you or go hard, depending on what you want. There's some that tells you, you are not hard enough. Go harder.
Yeah, kill me. So, kill me.
Yeah. So, and there's some that, that place is, my nipple is paining me.
Yeah.
Can you just go softer or go easy with my nipple? You'll get the message.
Yeah.
Then this is where conversation after sex comes in. You shouldn't just do it and sleep off like that. Yeah. You come, guy, you try today. However, next time, do it, go this corner.
Nice.
Or go soft with me. And you end it with that. Okay. So, feedback is important in sex. When you get feedback, then you can then improve for subsequent performance. Because sex is something we cannot explore. We can't explore all.
Yeah.
So so when you discover a level, there's another level you go into.
Yes, sir.
The deeper you go, the deeper you begin to get to know. So the more you discuss, the more you... Because no two sexes are the same.
Yeah.
When you do this today, if you're doing it and again, it's not the same. So... Yeah. Discussion on that level will give you a kind of improvement.
Wow. That's so loads of communication. Talk about it. Like you said, no two sex. Me, I don't know about you. Me, I've had the same penis in like 9 years of marriage, but he is still different. Sometimes penis just grows longer. Sometimes it grows smaller. I don't know. I don't know if you experience that thing.
Sometimes.
Like, you've been wondering, it's not the same thing that I've been taking since yesterday. Like, uncle, what happened? Yes, it grows. It just swells up naturally. I don't know why. Mr. Lai, do you know why?
It depends on how you...
So it's now our fault.
Complimenting.
It's all right, it's okay. We shall kill you with compliments. I have a compliment here. Anyway, on this note, I'll be going on a break. And when I come back, I'll be diving into text messages, WhatsApp messages, and calls. Please, I would like to apologize for all the messages I'm yet to respond to. See, I am very, very, very spiritually, sexually, virginously sorry. I couldn't take your messages last week. I couldn't respond, but I will respond. Please, I want to apologize for that. It's really on me, but I was a little bit strong, you know. No sex, you know, that kind of thing. But don't worry. Sex is going to be back. And hey, I will have energy. You know, that's where I get my power from. So I'm going to respond. So please do send your WhatsApp message and your text messages. So when we come back, we will start to take all your messages. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to the section. It's still a night of orgasm, ejaculation, squirting, fingering, touching, penetration. What more? Give me more words. Yes, queffing. Yes, someone asked me about queffing, and I'm like, it's not my business. Don't worry, I'll do a topic on queffing for all of you who are wondering which one is queffing again. This one I'm not kilo. It's a term in sex that you all do. You have experienced it before, but you just don't know what it means. But don't worry, you have to stay glued to this channel at this time of the day every week for you to know what queffing is. I'm bringing up very, very, very. I'm not going to tell you when. But hey, come 28th of March, I'm going to be having the Art of Sex 2. Yes, for every couple out there who are struggling with one or two things, please join me in the studio as we teach you and take you through all the techniques you need to know about sex. See, sex is not just, I watch porn, I can't do it. Error. All those things you watch in porn, most times are techniques, but you just don't pay attention to. And so all I'm going to be doing is helping you bring it back to your attention. Those things you just see and you take your eyes off, you think, this one's just in anyhow. I'm going to help you break them down. Also, all those things your church has refused to teach you, your parents won't tell you about, yet they say, oh, be a virgin to your wedding night, and then you get married and nobody's telling you what to do or how to have sex, except porn. You don't need porn. I will help you analyze that porn you've been watching. Fine, because what you see is not what you get when you do it. But don't worry, I'll be here come 28th of March as we do the Art of Sex for two. Yes, every couple, single, about to get married, it doesn't matter how many years. I had a woman who was married for almost 40 years here last time, and you'll be wondering, what is she looking for? But trust me, she got what she was looking for. So you two also need to get here to find what you're looking for. So I'm going to be taking your messages on WhatsApp. And this person says, good evening. I'm a great fan of yours. Listen to your program. I need advice. For 4 months back, I lost my daughter and my husband is holding so strong, but I can't get past it. It's even if he tries to have me, I push him out. Advice, please. I feel he's being selfish. So I think what she's trying to say is she lost her daughter 4 months ago. I'm so sorry about that. That's not something I even pray for my enemy though, right? So her husband is holding on so strong, but he can't get past it. So even when he tries to make love, she pushes him away. What can she do?
So for that person, number one, she's yet to get over the grief.
Mm.
So if the husband cannot help her, she can see a grief specialist, a grief therapist.
Yeah.
So to be able to get over the grief. However, excuse me, so she needs to get out of that space. Otherwise, it's going to affect her relationship.
It already affects her relationship.
So the thing is, she's aware already that she's here to get over that. But then, I think the best way to do it is to see a grief therapist. To be able to get out of that space.
Yeah, so we have grief therapists. You might just be wondering, who are those ones? Like, in this Nigeria, I guess. Or you just need to probably check on Instagram or Google one. Or you might send me a DM. I can refer you to some. Yes, we have grief therapists. That I'm sure of. This person says, please, ma, help me out. Before I got married, I used to last 45 minutes. Uncle, what has that got to do with our topic now? You don't start at me. But after I got married, I only last for 5 minutes to 6 minutes. You even time yourself well, though. Please, I need your advice, ma. Thank you. See, very easy, straightforward. This is not our topic, but I'm going to tell you. You really want to learn how to last longer? Go to my page and register for how to last longer in bed. I'll teach you the techniques and that. It's not about age. It has nothing to do with stress. You should stop lying on age or stress. Oh, I missed you because I traveled for 2 days. I cannot do without your uncle. It's a life. Learn to control. So, hey, register for the webinar and I will teach you. Like I always say, if I put that knowledge in a bottle and I sell for 100K, I would have sold out by now. Nigerians love things that are not real. Just put water in bottle and say, this water, when you drink it, you last 1 hour. They will pay any amount for it.
Sure.
We see people buy honey. But when it comes to paying for knowledge, yeah, for some people, it's a problem. They feel like, what do you want to teach me?
I know that
I cannot get online. But that bottle you are buying, you don't know what is inside. It just be that because somebody has said it's working or it worked for them. Probably it's just even their mindset that made it work. And so we all buy it. But don't worry, my knowledge is packed on my page. I've packed it in a webinar.
You know, we like fast food, fast everything.
Yes. So
it's fast sex.
Okay? Yes, it's fast sex. You can never do 5 minutes again, trust me. If you do 5 minutes, I'm going to pay you back. You can never do 5 minutes again. That one, I'm very sure. And you can check my page for all the testimonies. I had a man who is almost 60 that did the class. I'm like, what is this man looking for again? And he says, for the first time now, I can say that I will die lasting longer. One same message, I said, I can never come quick again. Now my wife, now is the problem that I stay too long. I say, ah, you're old. So this person says, I like sex like food. Well done. Eat it. I have 4 wives and I fuck them 5 times each day. Uncle, I'm sorry to say it is a lie. 20 times a day.
Impossible. He doesn't have a job.
4 wives.
He's joking, right?
Or you mean you go 4 rounds? That's 20 times. Where is the sperm now? That means you have a dry cum. It's not possible. Where is it? Okay. But it's possible if you use something. Even when you take something, say, can you do 20? Like 4 rounds for one woman? Don't to kill yourself. So what time, do you go to work? Do you have money? Or you're like Clara?
Virgin.
Because we know Clara is a virgin. So Clara can do 20 times, you understand? This person says, I am a man of 51. How many times should I have sex with my girlfriend?
Clara.
51.
Is it working?
Yeah, I don't know. 51 should be working.
Yes. If you're working, you know.
How many times?
In a week, right?
Yeah.
Or you do.
He didn't say, just say, how many times should I have sex with my girlfriend?
If you're working like 7 to 6 p.m.
Yeah.
3 times in a week is not bad. Every day is not bad. Depends on your mood.
If you can carry it.
If you can carry
it. Here's the...
If your heartbeat can carry it, I know some people can do it. I've had a blogger who said maybe couples should have sex, I think 12 times a week.
For real?
Yeah, I think, was it 12 or 15 times a week? But this person is not married though. So I told you, I said, when you get married, come back 1 year after to tell me you were able to sustain it for that number of times.
I had a discussion with one of my friends one day. So we're talking about how many times you should have sex with your wife. And he said, I can't be having sex with my wife like that. Do you want to finish her off? She's my wife. She's not my girlfriend.
But they think that way. There are men who think that way.
He said in Yoruba, "Shofe logboni."
What if she wants it?
No, but we have men who believe that. You can't sleep with your wife anyhow.
Yeah.
And so with their wife, they would rather do just missionary because they want her to probably look good. And they go out and they tear the side. No, why these women wants to be torn?
Yes.
Tear me, slap me, do anything. So, do you understand?
And so one of the things that religion is doing to us is trying to put us in that space where you have to pray, do it, and
do the right thing. Yeah, and
just silently.
Some people even tell you when you're coming.
Meanwhile, the woman is dying.
Yeah,
because she needs to be held.
But this is your wife we're talking about.
A lot of men don't do it. A lot of men have that mindset.
They don't do it gently.
They'll tell you, this is my wife, so I can't rough handle her.
They just do it gently.
But the side chick you're rough, you know somebody's wife tomorrow. You know, so that's it. So this person says, my husband had another woman after me, though not married to her legally, and recently I discovered he kept a girlfriend in the BQ. This is your husband. When I confronted the lady, he picked off... he picked offense. Over time, all this action have been taking my mind off intimacy with him. What can I do to get on track? It's a lot of pain already.
Does she still want to be with him?
I need to get back on track. So I think she wants to, but emotionally, she just can't find herself.
Sometimes it's not something you can do alone. Mm. You might have to see a relationship coach for you to get back on track. However, one of the other ways or alternatives by through which she can do that is to find a way to let out her emotions.
Mm.
So you discuss it with the husband, or find someone you can just let out your emotions. Once you let out your emotions, you get relieved, and you can now begin the healing process again.
Okay. Yeah. So this person said, good evening. My husband is not a romantic person, and I like someone that is romantic. How can I make him to be romantic?
Okay, like I said before, those romantic things you like, do it to him.
Simple.
If you like him to always kiss your neck in the morning before leaving the house, pass it off first. If you like him to always, you know, if you like to always sit on his laps, initiate those things first. Just pass it off first. And believe me, whenever you do it, he'll be like, so this is what this lady actually wants. He will give it back to you. They're not monsters.
Tell him to carry you.
but you know, one thing I've learned is I always tell people, we expect too much from someone who has nothing to offer. Not a romantic man. The question is he romantic? You know he's not romantic. You are the one who wants the romance. You are the one who knows what you want, what you call romance. Yeah. He was not trained to be romantic. He was not trained, or probably he sits and just like, what's my love? This is not my kind.
Sometimes it's not that they don't have it in them.
Yeah.
It's because it's lying there recessive. Now, you need to bring it out.
Bring it out. That's what I was going to say.
Help him to bring it out.
Yeah.
So one of the things, so we talk about self-awareness all the time. If you want romance, like she said, give romance.
Yeah.
Now, however, what romance is to you might not be what romance is to,
him.
We discussed that earlier.
Yeah.
Now, if this is what you want, like she said, you can gradually begin to do it to him.
Yeah.
Then if you want him to carry you, if you have children, you can say, see your dad, though, you can't even kiss me. You kiss him. So you make it, yeah. If you are friends, some things will naturally flow
true.
In.
That's true.
It's,
I learned that for you to do these things, you have to teach them
yes.
what you want. Yeah. So it's not like we do it 1, 2, 3, and three. Like, yeah. Well, he's not responding.
No. It's a continuous thing.
Yeah. Keep doing it. It becomes a lifestyle.
Oh, yeah.
And then the man will just one day just pick it up and they start to do it. And that way you'll be happy. It's just as easy as that. Good evening. My name is Samuel. I'm really enjoying your show. It's quite insightful and you're looking good. So spicy. Thank you. So the thing is, good sex will always lead to deeper conversation. This issue of conversation during sex is quite relative. We've got ladies who won't let you touch sensitive parts. How does one break the bound? Because we can't depend on just penetration without foreplay. Clara, do you have anything to say about that? So women won't just let you. I've had a woman here who said, you can never finger me. For what? You can't spank me. For what? Her own is just penetrate. You can do it, you can kiss him, but don't do those things.
The guy has a duty, he has responsibility to find her G-spot.
Yeah.
Now, if you take her to that level, she is the one that will tell you, touch this place,
yes.
do this thing.
Yeah, that's true.
It's because she's not there emotionally.
Yeah.
So if you're romantically heightened, you are not going to be dictating, I don't want this. So if you're in that space, it's you that will lead him on.
Yeah, that's
do true. This so that he will continue to enjoy it the way he's doing it.
Yeah.
But if for some, it's because they're not emotionally attached to your husband. They just want to have sex and go.
Yeah.
However, it's not about just the intercourse.
Yeah.
When you begin to enjoy it and you put your mind in that space, because sex... A lot of women are just punishing themselves, thinking they are punishing the guy. Sex is meant to be enjoyed by both.
That's true.
And they even they form orgasm.
They form orgasm. Come on. This life, you have to live it to fullness. Enjoy it.
See, I cannot do it in heaven.
You can't do it.
So,
at the end of the day, it has to do with, I'm enjoying this thing. And I must enjoy it. If I'm not enjoying it, I'm not enjoying this thing. No, you can't penetrate until I enjoy it. So, for a guy that is not also selfish, if a woman is not wet, penetration is... It should not be it.
Yeah.
So, you need to find a way to take her to that space as well, so that both of you can enjoy it.
Okay, so this person says, good evening, dear. For a while now, I can't get orgasm. What will be the cost? I need to enjoy my sex. The cost, I don't know what will be the cost, but what can she do? She seemed not to get her orgasm for a while now.
She lost her mojo.
Yes.
Is that what?
She lost her mojo.
Okay, has she tried to talk to her spouse? Like, what's going on? There must be something that is going on. Maybe at work, at home. Some women, when they notice something their husband has done wrong, they will just get pissed off.
Yeah.
With that, they are switched off for anything.
True.
So, try to find out what happened. There's something wrong somewhere.
Yeah.
So, once you find out that and it's resolved, everything will flow.
Okay, so orgasm comes in different ways. Are you on medication? Do you have any medical issues that you're dealing with? Because if you're on medication, this could also make it a very huge issues for you to have orgasm. What has your husband done to you? That's the first question I usually like to ask. What has he done to you? You know, what is that thing that he has done that you have even refused to forgive? Because somehow, unconsciously, we hold on to these things. We think, I'm not talking about it, that's it. But it's there.
Yeah.
And so even when you're having it, you're thinking that, shall I do and go. After you see Cuckoo do the same thing, no, you know. So when you have all these things in your head, having an orgasm is going to be very hard. And then also the last thing is, are you an orgasm seeker? Are you that woman that you're having a calculation? Okay, I'm almost there. Am I coming? Will I see? Is he almost there? Is he coming? When you start to think you are dragging orgasm that is nowhere anyway, it will never come. So orgasm is something you don't even need to think about. Let it go, ignore it, and it will come. Just like a child who will come to you when you have sweet without even calling them, right? And that's what it is. So on this, I'm going to be taking a break. And when we come back, we'll take more WhatsApp messages and text messages. Don't go anywhere and don't have sex. Till I'm back.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to the Sex Show. It's still your girl, Soul Spice, the Sex Goddess. And tonight we're still talking about how to be sexually active, especially after Valentine's Day. Yes, we have 364 days aside Valentine's. So what goes wrong? What happens? Yeah. And tonight they've been helping me dissect and break it down. Things to say, how to go about, what to say, what not to say, words to use. Yes, tonight I learned about the use of the word why and what. Tonight I learned about teaching your spouse, not just teaching, but doing to your spouse what you want from your spouse. Yes, that I have learned in the last few segments. So, it's time for me to open up the phone. Please, whenever you call and we pick your call, I sexually beg you, with all the orgasm and ejaculation and wetness in your body, please turn down the volume of your radio. Once I hear the volume of your radio, I will take you off, just to make it easy for others to call so that we can get through this as fast as possible. So feel free to call, but pending that time, I will still go back to my WhatsApp messages to read more on all you have to say. So this person says, good evening. Okay, so I think that romantic message didn't come in totally. Good evening. My husband is not a romantic person. I like someone that's romantic. How can I make him be romantic? He doesn't suck me, but I always do it for him. He loves it because he always moans, saying, oh.
Why are you laughing? And the man is saying, oh.
So he loves
them. He loves it and he says, oh. So, but he will not do.
So, like, there was one of the shows that you discussed about communication without using verbal communication.
Yeah.
So she can also, he's.
The oh. Okay, so we have a caller. Let me hold you there. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show. Hello. Okay, we lost that call. Please don't go off on me again. You can't turn me on and walk away. It's not possible. Like, how do you leave me halfway? She's a virgin, for crying out loud. We've not been able to have a threesome. And then you call. Nah. Next one, don't joke with me this night, though. Don't joke with me this night. Okay, we have another caller on the phone. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show.
Hello? Could you please turn down the volume of your TV set? Hello? Okay, so I had to let him go because, of course, you know what I said. Once you call, please do turn down the volume of your TV set to make it easy for us to hear and communicate better. With text, it's all about communication, and that is very key. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show. Okay, we lost that colleague. Like, now I'm already getting dry. I don't know. Probably I just sent my WhatsApp messages to make it easy for me. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show.
Okay.
Good evening. May I know where you're calling from, please?
I'm hearing you. I really love your show.
Thank you. I love you too. May I know where you're calling from?
Hello, are you with me?
You're calling from where? Hello? Okay. We lost him again. And he was trying to say something. I don't know. Network, don't joke with me. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show. Hello, good evening. May I know where you're calling from, please? Good evening. You're calling from where? Okay, Lafia. Oh, okay, fantastic. Do you have a question or you want to join the conversation?
Yeah.
Do you have a question or you want to join tonight's conversation? Okay, so what's your question? Okay, I didn't get that. Could you please repeat your question? Okay, so we lost him. I don't know. I didn't get what he was saying, and it was not pretty clear for us to get your question. So please do call back, and hopefully we get to answer your question. So, Mr. Dari, before I sexually cut you off at that point. Okay, we have another caller. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show. Hello?
Hello.
Good evening. May I know where you're calling from, please?
Hello.
Could you please turn down the volume of your TV set?
How are you doing?
Yeah, he's trying to turn it down. Hello? Yeah, may I know where you're calling from, please? No way! Okay, so network is showing itself. So, I think I want to just ditch this network. Last trial, like, last time. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show. Hello?
Hello?
Good evening. May I know where you're calling from, please? Okay. So I think tonight's network is not making it easy. It's not making it easy. So I might just want to go straight. Okay. Hello. Good evening. Welcome to the sex show. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show.
Good evening, my name is David. Calling from Satellite Town.
Okay, you're calling from Satellite Town. Okay, do you have a question or you want to join the conversation?
Hello.
I can hear you.
I did. I have a question.
Okay, please go ahead with your question.
My question is that my wife always complains that my dick is small, that the size is not liking the size at all. So I really want to know what to do.
Okay, all right, thanks for calling. Hello. Please, yes, I can hear you. I would have my guest attend to that. Thank you. So his penis is small. The wife is complaining.
Okay.
That his penis is small. What can he do?
Please help her.
Help who? Who are we helping now?
Call her.
So, usually, I think it's important that we understand the fact that it's not the size of the penis that matters.
Mm.
It's how you use the tool that you have that matters.
But also, what size is are we talking about here?
Even if it's the size of a matchstick.
Ah, don't say that again. Don't say that again, eh? That matchstick, I'd be crazy. But I think we have, okay, we have another caller. Hello, good evening, welcome to the sex show. Hello, good evening. May I know where you're calling from, please? Hello, okay. So we had to let her go because of network. So there's something called a penis extender. There are men who really have it small. Like once your penis is below 3 inches, then, you know, we can say it's kind of small. So if that's, I don't know if that's what you have, but if you have anything above 3, please, it's not small. It's just that you don't know how to use, like he said, you don't know how to use it. So for you to learn how to use it, please come for the Art of Sex event where we get to teach you how to roll, rotate, and ride. You people don't know how to do all that. Hello, good evening, welcome to the sex show.
Hello.
Good evening, may I know where you're calling from, please?
Yeah, good evening. How's your day today?
We are doing great. Yes, we can hear you.
Hello. Yeah, I'm calling from Lekki.
From Lekki, okay. Do you have a question or you want to join the conversation?
I want to ask you a question.
Okay, please go ahead.
Yeah. My wife to be, she doesn't allow me to touch her. She said that when I do everything, my head. So I don't know. And literally, I limit her. So what can I do?
Okay, all right. Thanks for calling. Now I'll have my guest attend to that. So the wife to be will not let him have sex with her. She has said, "Go and do everything on my head first."
Uncle, do everything now.
If you really want to touch, then go and do the right thing. Pay by price.
Rush.
And the moment you pay, uncle, you can touch. You can, see, one man is touching 4 women, 20 times a day. You can do 5 rounds. Eh? Even her parents will not say anything. Should we have paid? And she said, "Go and pay." Hey, you want right to touch? Go and pay.
Do the right thing.
I think it's a thing of value.
She puts value on herself, yeah. Right? So if you really want, to touch, then put value on her to just pay. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. May I know where you're calling from, please?
I'm calling from Eliabete.
From where?
From Oluyoli Estate.
Oluyoli Estate.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a question or you want to join the conversation?
Actually, I have a question.
Okay, so what's your question?
I want to ask, I have a question, but he doesn't allow me to touch her vision because he said it might be too much, like she don't.
Sorry, could you please speak up? Your voice is low, so we can barely hear you. Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Okay, so we lost him. He was saying something about, I have a girl who will not let me touch, but I needed to get the full information. So this is to the man who called about small penis. There's something called penis extender. But I don't know how small really your penis is. It might really not be small, but probably you're not doing the right techniques and the right movement. So she's not feeling on every side of her vagina. She only feels on the inside, and so which is a problem, right? So you might want to either learn techniques on what to do. Hello, good evening, welcome to the sex show. Hello, okay. So you might either want to learn techniques on what to do, on how to ride, rotate, and roll her vagina to make it easy for her, or you would want to get a penis extender. So it's like a condom. Okay, we have a caller. Hello, good evening, welcome to the sex show. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, may I know where you're calling from, please?
Hello.
I can hear you. Good evening. May I know where you're calling from? From where?
Abuja.
From Abuja. Could you please turn down the volume of your TV set? I can hear myself.
No, thank you, ma'am.
Yes, it's better. Do you have a question or you want to join the conversation?
No, I do that.
Okay, please go ahead.
I want to join the show.
Okay, you have 1 minute. Hello? Okay, I think we might have to.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you hear me? I think.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Okay. Sorry, I had to let you go because your line was breaking and we just couldn't hear. Now, to the man who was talking about small penis, please get a penis extender. It's like a condom, but a penis form. It's called silicone. You wear over your penis to make it longer and it fits in. So at that point, your woman gets to enjoy sex. And then when you get to a point, you can remove it and give yourself pleasure. So it's all about give and take. And that's all I had to say. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show.
Good evening.
Good evening. May I know where you're calling from, please? From Kogi State. Okay, do you have a question or you want to join the conversation?
Yeah, about my girlfriend. Anytime I have sex with my girlfriend, the fish used to be sweet before, but he tells me,
Okay, calm down. I want to get your question. Every time you have sex with your girlfriend, it's supposed to be sweet. Okay, it is sweet, right?
Yes.
Okay, so another time you have sex with her again, it's bitter. Right?
I heard you.
You said when you have sex with your girlfriend, sometimes it's sweet, sometimes it's bitter.
Yes.
I want to be sure. Okay, so what's your question exactly?
So why is it bitter? And every time I insert my penis, I say the bitter. It's not the word. I don't know what causes that problem.
What? Okay, so when you say bitter, do you taste it for you to know it's bitter?
Yeah, it's not bitter.
Okay, you taste it and it's bitter.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Okay, all right. Thank you very much. I would have my guest attend to you. Probably they've tested to know whether it's sweet or bitter. Clara, you have a vagina. Yeah.
I don't understand the bitter part of vagina.
He says sometimes it's sweet, sometimes it's bitter.
Like when he tests it and it's bitter.
Yeah.
Maybe you should ask your girlfriend or your wife, whoever that, if she is applying something there. That's possible.
Yeah, that's possible. Because I know a lot of all this there are a lot of aphrodisiacs that when you apply there, they will tell you no oral sex. It's for tightening, yes. Once you apply on the vagina, for that moment or that sex, no oral sex, just penetration. So, probably I'm going to put your mouth at the wrong time. So, ask your babe, when does she apply sugar and when does she apply salt? So, you know when to put your mouth and when not to put your mouth. I think that's the easiest. Because me, I've never had sweet and bitter vagina. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show. Hello? Hello? Okay, I think we are having a show network there, so we'll just let you go. Right. So as I was saying about the extender, so you just wear the extender over the penis, just for her pleasure. So it makes it longer and it makes it a little bit fatter. So you can feel her vagina to the very end. And then when you get halfway, some have holes, some don't have holes, you can ejaculate through it. You also will have your feel too. But for men who like it raw, like feel to feel, you can remove the extender and do your one-on-one and everyone is fine, right? Hello, good evening, welcome to the sex show. Okay, I can't hear you, your line is breaking. Hello? Okay, so we lost that call. So I think I'll just go back to WhatsApp messages and then we can do more. So this man says, my wife is glued to her phone and TV programs. She pays no attention to sex. What do I do? You're smiling.
She's cheating on me.
She's cheating on him. So your wife is cheating on you with phone and TV. Charlie always Telemundo.
It's a habit. It's a habit. And
okay, we have a caller. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show. So sorry about that.
Yeah, I called back.
Okay, so what's your question?
I think from Uriole.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I said my girlfriend did complain. She said my dick is too long, number one. And number two, she always complained that I last too long.
Complain that you do what?
Last too long.
That you last too long. Oh
wow. Yeah.
And that your dick is too long too.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Alright, thanks for calling. So it's so bad that some things that a lot of people are dying for.
Some people are detesting.
Are complaining about.
Complaining.
His dick is too long and then he lasts too long. So how long is his lasting? I think I should have asked him that question.
Oh, yeah.
How long do you last? But anyways, on this I'm going to be taking a break. And when we come back, we'll try to attend to how long is too long and how long is too long for a dick to be long. Don't go anywhere. What happened?
The guy wants to shift that womb.
Maybe he's rough. Some people, you know, you have a normal penis and you're not being rough. What? I wish I was finished.
Womb shifter.
Oh,
no, wow. This one is complaining that it's too short.
Somebody said, what the guy from Kogi said is true. As a girl, I gave a guy a blowjob and it tastes so bitter. I don't know why.
It must be something they applied there.
Maybe they were on some medication that.
Yeah.
They apply a lot of things on their penis to make them last longer. So I thought that's what she would have leaked. Albert, please send messages. So.
Wow.
They buy a lot of things.
I don't know, drink it, must you.
There are some. I sell them. Okay. There are some that are spray. There are some that you rub, because most of these men, all they after is they want their penis longer. So they are looking for what to me. They come to me, so I want my penis longer, and I'm like, how long is your penis? You already have a 6-inch. I'm looking for it to be longer, and I don't blame them. Women too always complain because you feel they're not giving you well or you're not enjoying. You now say your penis is too small, and so you push those men to the wall. They are looking for everything to make it long. They are taking pills, and this thing will not. I tell them, okay, less than this is going to be long. Where is the skin going to come from?
That's a good question.
Because, of course, you'll be circumcised. If you're not, like, okay, maybe you want that the skin on it might even cover. But if, so, where is the skin going to come from? Even so, they take skin from another part of the body to put. My question is, since I get pregnant, okay, you advise the other man to pay bride price before having sex. Okay, I'll read that one now. Welcome back to the sex show. So I'm going straight to the WhatsApp message because this one is alarming and people are attacking me seriously. So this person says, you advise the other man to pay bride price before having sex with his fiance. Like you once said, religion is not teaching us so many things.
What if the partner is keeping some things sexually away from him and they got to know after marriage? I think they need to talk about it. Like you once said, both partners should communicate about sex. I don't buy the idea of no sex before marriage at this century. I'm not advising sex with anyone, but one needs to know his or her partner all round before marriage.
So what we said at that point, we did not talk about religion. We said value.
Yeah.
So she has a value that she's trying to protect.
Yeah, we talked about
so
value. Yeah.
For you, in any relationship you find yourself, you need to be able to understand what the other party and come to the table to agree. So if it's not okay for you, then you let her know it's not okay for you. If you cannot hold yourself till you marry, then you guys have to find a way around it. If she cannot compromise and you cannot shift ground, then that means both of you are not meant for each other. I tell people, marriage is not a union of two people. When the people say opposite attracts, I don't believe opposite attracts. It's value that attract value. So if my value cannot attract your own value, that means we're not meant to be together. It's not going to work, because that is just one aspect of the relationship. Some other things will crop up later that will bring irreconcilable differences that people talk about. So it's value, it's not religion. This is what I want. This is how I want my thing.
Yeah.
And this is how it's going to be.
But it used to see whether or not they have sex before or after marriage, does not mean the marriage will work.
Yeah.
So if the woman says, okay, let me give in and we have sex, 3 years down the line, their sex life might still drop.
Oh, yeah.
And they say, okay, I'm not going to have sex with you till my wedding night, does not mean 2 years after their sex life will still be great. So it's all about being intentional. So whether he sleeps with her before marriage or after marriage, so the fact that she's saying no now means to us that she's hiding something. What happens to values of a woman has to be a virgin to your wedding night? A man, yes, I know it's always about women. What about a man? Why can't we have a relationship and nurture our friendship, nurture ourselves, and then we build something after marriage? Must it be before marriage? You know, it's a two-way thing. We've seen people who started before marriage and it worked. We see people who started after marriage and it still did not work. So, hey, on this one, I have come to the end of a sex show. So the truth is, whatever works for you is the cocoa of all this matter that I've been talking about. So, Sissy Clara, the virginicious one. So what would be your last word to the people watching at home?
Okay, enjoy your life. Have sex for your partner that is not doing so well. Give him time to improve. And
be a virgin.
Yeah. Just enjoy yourself.
No virgin.
No.
But you're a virgin. Don't worry, you're not.
If this virgin be this night.
Ha! As well. So, Mr. Nari, what would be your last word to that one person?
So that one person, it has to do with, okay, you need to come to terms with the person you are in a relationship with. Understand yourself. Be self-aware. Then understand your partner. Come together and compromise. There should be compromises in relationship. Shift ground. Allow him. Be adventurous. And, have a successful relationship.
I have a sexful relationship. So, to the man who talked about having a long penis and lasting longer, the question is, how long are you lasting? How long is also your penis? So, how much penetration do you give in? How fast do you go? Right? And sometimes when a woman does not position well, when you insert the penis, rather than go into the vagina, it goes to the side, hitting the pelvic bones and so we feel a lot of pain. So you need to watch the position and how she gets to stay, how the techniques of what you do and how you go about. I tell people, sex is not just something you pick up and do. We all learned on the job. Me, I study sex, I eat sex, I do sex, I have sex, I teach sex. So I have come to understand a lot of things. So come 28th of March, I'm going to be having Arts of Sex Part 2. For every couple out there having issues, you might want to come to learn. Knowledge is never a waste. Knowledge is powerful. Once you know it, it can't be taken away. And also, to everyone out there, I want to say, be yourself, love yourself, try to communicate. If you cannot say it straight, daddy, I don't like what you do, not do me well. Give a third party example. My friend said this, my colleague said this. Find out their opinion, their feedback. That will determine if you want to really go on it. So on this, I'll say, do have a sextastic night. And hey, don't forget to visit at Wow Accessories on Instagram for all this that I'm wearing. I want to say thank you to everyone. Love you all. See you next week. And hey, go on. Have sex this time. It's fine. Bye.